Now, your letters and a couple of clarifications. First, in our story about Howard County, Maryland, and medical costs, I said that the state of Maryland actually sets reimbursement rates for doctors, which is unusual. As a result, the doctors' fees are very low compared with other states. Well, Maryland sets hospital rates, not specifically physician rates.
Another clarification comes from our story about this summer's big movies aimed at a certain age of boy. They are G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra, and Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen. Both of these films are based on toys made by Hasbro. Well, we said that current Hasbro CEO Brian Goldner had taken over the company in 2000. That's not exactly correct. He was president of Hasbro's U.S. Toys Division, but he wasn't named CEO of the company until last year.
Another line in the Hasbro story got the attention of Brian Plunkett in Tupelo, Mississippi. Here's the offending bit of tape describing the original G.I. Joe and Transformers cartoons.
Even Hasbro's CEO concedes that those cartoons were lame. But lame was good enough 25 years ago.
Well, Brian Plunkett writes, I realize the Transformers cartoons in the 80s probably were not Golden Globe Award winners, but they did the job they were supposed to do, namely entertain 6 to 12-year-old kids without being so graphic as to alarm their parents and maybe sell a little product in the process. As one of those kids who watched the cartoons daily, I say it was a job well done, and definitely not lame.
Larry Roth of Ravenna, New York, took issue with our story about what the FBI calls lone wolf killers and why their crimes are so difficult to prevent. We said that police were unable to prevent James von Brunn's attack on the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum because he wasn't under surveillance. And we said he wasn't under surveillance because, while he had written racist essays, authorities can't legally act until there's evidence a crime might be committed. Well, Larry Roth writes, I listened with disbelief today as NPR promoted the myth that law enforcement agencies can't cope with lone wolf killers. Of the three examples given, only the Arkansas shooter was anything like a lone wolf coming out of nowhere. The other two, the Holocaust Museum shooter and the Kansas doctor killer, both had a history of violence, criminal behavior, and association with groups that have promoted violence.
Well, on a lighter topic, listener Robert Wildman could not believe his ears when he heard my interview with Ben Schott, who writes Schott's Vocab, a miscellany of modern words and phrases for the New York Times website. At issue, the British have decided to stop teaching one of the golden rules of spelling, I before E, except after C. Why? Because they say there are simply too many exceptions.
Well, that reason is just not good enough for Robert Wildman, he writes. Britannia waives the rules, in other words. First, they deplorably discontinue use of the subjunctive mood, thereby losing the important, subtle distinction between the real and the imaginary. And now they want to demolish the spelling rules, too. Queen's English, my Aiken, place where I sit down.
Well, if you two were seized by something that we've aired, either you thought it was weird or just plain heinous, and you have the leisure to tell us about it. And if you can spell all those words correctly, please write to us. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.